Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What is your name?
I knew when I came in here, man.
Starts with a B, ends with a B.
No, don't tell me.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
Woohoo! Jeff Lutz.
Now, why do they call this a urine monkey? Just found out.
Yuck.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I want a double cheeseburger on your ring!
I know that, dude.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda is in with us, a three-man booth for today. The IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Don't forget, IHOP celebrating the weekdays with some house favorites. All of them, just $6, Monday through Friday at IHOP.
What a deal.
You were at the Shocker game against Montana State.
I was.
I continue to be pretty impressed by Wichita State and some firepower offensively that we rarely saw last year.
Give me who you think is bringing the firepower.
I think a lot of guys are bringing it.
It's not necessarily what I saw, so tell me what you saw.
Well, they scored 89 points.
I understand that. So
Justin Hill had two in the first half.
Right. I'm asking you, who do you think brings the firepower?
Ronnie DeGray brings some. Well, I mean, he had, what he had, 13 points, something
like
that?
They all scored well, but they faced no resistance defensively for most of that game.
No, well, that's okay.
So I want to know who you think is going to score on this team. You have Justin Hill, who is a rock-solid foundational piece. You have Quincy Ballard, who is a rock-solid foundational piece. Who else? And I'm not saying there aren't any. I'm just saying, in your estimation,
Corey
Washington.
I like him.
He didn't do much the other night. He scored okay, but, Harlan Beverly had a bunch of turnovers and mistakes.
But I think he can score.
To me.
I think Xavier Bell can score at times. They got several guys who can score.
To me, there's some redundancy on the roster, and I want to see who emerges from all of that.
Well, there's always redundancy on a roster.
There is?
Sure, you have several people at each spot.
But they all do the same things.
Right now, Paul Mills is taking a look at them. And I could have counted on you to just throw up.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you this team is national champs or whatever you think I should say. I'm still looking at
that. If I ever say this team
I'm
is
still looking at
champ,
them.
Duda,
well,
please
you just like, hey, there are no problems with this team, and they.
Did I say there's no
problems? Basically,
problem?
Yeah, pretty much.
I said I'm impressed. That's
no,
all.
And I asked you, who do you think you didn't? I mean, I gave you plenty of chances to offer a bit of a critical eye. I'm not saying criticism, even, but
well, they scored 91 at Western Kentucky, 89 against Montana State. Now, Emporia State, of course, not a big test, but they did score 99 in that game. So they've been at 90 in three consecutive games.
Sure.
I'd say if you're able to do that against the five of us, you three clowns, Misty, and the guy across the street, if you can score 90 points, you've got something going for you offensively.
Okay.
Even against us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
I'm still waiting.
Maybe what I told you.
Maybe that was.
They have several scores.
We'll see. I don't know that to be true at this time. I know that Justin Hill is the best player on the team. I know that Quincy Ballard is probably the second best.
He was brought here to be the best player
on the team. And he's awesome. So and that, you can
that
see
was
that
by design,
and with your eyeballs, you can see that. I'm just saying, I watched that game.
He shortened the bench tremendously the other day against Montana State. He's got two guys inside, Bosniak and Quincy Ballard. He's got several wing players. Ronnie DeGray has been very impressive to me.
Okay.
Maybe you're seeing something I'm not, but I think Ronnie DeGray is off to a really good start. Corey Washington's a good player. I don't know if he's going to be a 12, 13-point-per-game player.
I think he should be.
But he's a good player.
He needs to be if this team is going to achieve its potential, as you see it.
Well, he only played a few minutes the other day, 13 minutes. They were... You know, they had a comfortable lead for most of the day. I don't know. I like them. I like the team. I told you that going into the season.
They look pretty good so far.
Well, then why can't we just settle on that?
We are.
I think, yeah, I would have to agree with Jeff on that. I think we are settling on that. But no one's really sitting here wanting to say, oh, yeah, well, they're going to win the AAC, and they're going to make sure they're easily going to make the tournament. I don't think we can say any of that yet. Can we say that they've looked good so far?
I can say they're headed in the right direction.
It sure seems like it.
I feel completely confident saying that. And I do think they'll make waves in the American Athletic Conference. One, it's not that difficult of a conference. Two, this team's pretty good.
They look like it.
They do.
Then why?
So far.
Then why the resistance?
Because I have resistance.
It's too early to say, like, oh,
no,
they're
I'm not
be that
saying good. That, but
well,
it's neither, also too
we're not,
early.
We're not arguing that point.
It's also too early to throw up these roadblocks. Well, who's going to score for them? My God, they're averaging 90 points a game.
Right. And Montana State did not.
Wisconsin didn't score like that against Montana State.
I don't know what Wisconsin did.
Well, I'll tell you.
I know Wisconsin.
They were in the 70s.
Well,
and that's a
Wisconsin
Big Ten program.
For you. That's 110 for a team like Wisconsin, scoring in the 70s.
Look at Montana State in their good years. They don't give up a lot of points.
Well, then maybe Wichita State is just amazing. I like their team. I think they are good. But I still want to see some stuff.
Like what, Mr. Basketball?
Have I not just been talking about it?
What does Mr. Basketball want to see?
I want to see who really emerges from that Beverly, DeGray, Washington, McGinnis group.
McGinnis won't.
I don't know that. It doesn't look like it.
No.
But again, it's only been two games.
Right.
And I'm not sure what Beverly's ceiling is. I like him a lot.
I think it's time for you to start giving a little credit to Xavier Bell. He's a good player. When he plays within himself. When he tries to do too much, it can get away from him. But that guy's a solid, good Division I college basketball player. And you add him to this mix where he probably doesn't have to do as much. I like him.
I've never said anything. I didn't say anything about Xavier Bell.
Well, you asked me to. He had 17 points the other day.
Right.
Will that work for you?
He took 13 or 14 shots.
So he made six of 14, 3 of 7 three-pointers. You'll take that every day.
I guess.
Wouldn't you, dudes?
Not bad, yeah. Wouldn't be upset with it.
Now, I'm not saying he was a marksman, but 6 of 14 and 3 of 7 every day.
All right.
Oh, I just want to. If this table wasn't here right now.
Oh. That's a good thing
because
it's there.
Because you're not making
why don't you
any
come around
sense.
It? How am I not making sense?
My goodness.
Wichita State has been fantastic in their first two games.
What was the halftime?
I don't know. I don't even know if that performance on Saturday probably wins them some games, but it doesn't win them the game.
Wait a minute. I was looking at the wrong box score. That could be a problem.
No, maybe that.
Yeah, that was
maybe
the first,
that
was
the
Western
the
Kentucky game.
Yeah, so I admitted that.
Xavier Bell had like 8 points, but I have no complaints with Xavier Bell. I think he's fine. I have no complaints about anybody. That's not what I'm here doing.
They led by 15 at half with Justin Hill scoring 2.
Okay.
Pretty good. pretty good. That's all I'm saying. And they only made 3 of 12 three-pointers.
Right. They got to the basket easily because the defense was terrible. But still, no complaints. But I want to look at it in a realist sense. You know,
Jeff, I've never been anything other than real. Do you remember what I did for my occupation?
Not really.
See, there it is. It's complete disrespect, which drives me crazy. What? You want me to be blunt?
Yeah.
I will be.
I do.
I'll tell you off the air.
No, tell me on the air.
I'm going to put you in your place.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Tell me on the air.
No, I'm going to do it off the air.
No.
It's to the point where I think you might walk out.
No, just do it.
No?
Why?
I'll do it off the air with due to here.
No.
Well, I'll be the judge and jury.
I don't accept that.
Well, that's how it's going to go.
Of course I remember what you did for a living.
You think I was Mr. Rah-Rah?
No, but I think this is a little bit.
No, it's not.
A little bit, I do.
I just completely disagree.
Okay. That's fine.
When I remember having Greg Marshall at the table. We were there for a scrimmage or something. Before the season started, the year after the Final Four, okay? The 2013-14 season. And Greg came for an interview on the show we were doing at the time. And off the air, I said, you know what? You're going to go unbeaten through the regular season. What happened?
They went unbeaten through the regular season.
Right.
Well, then make a pick. Make a prediction.
This team's going to win 22 games.
I think they'll win more than that.
Or more. They're going to go to the NCAA tournament as an at-large, or depending on how this conference shakes out. But this is what they're built to do. They have all these seniors. They've done a really masterful job in the transfer portal, which is what you have to do nowadays.
Sure.
There's no such thing as, well, a freshman will get it. One of the freshmen, T.J. Smith, looks like T.J. Williams, looks like he's going to perhaps even, are they going to redshirt him?
I don't know. He's got a torn meniscus.
The other freshman is barely getting on the floor. So Paul Mills went out and scoured the transfer portal for players with experience who had been in programs for a while. And this team is built to get the Shockers back to some kind of prominence.
Whether, I hope
what,
it happens.
What that prominence is going to be, it's too early to say.
I hope it happens.
But this was now what you have in college sports now. There were undoubtedly get-togethers in which Kevin Saul and Paul Mills talked about how are we going to get the crowds back here. This isn't sustainable. We have all these bills. We gotta figure out how to be good enough that the crowd will start to come back. Now, the crowd the other day wasn't great, Montana State. But the more people see this team, they'll want to buy some tickets. You'll see, in my opinion, the crowd start to escalate a little bit from game to game. The Northern Iowa game, they could have a lot of people there for that one. Mark Turgeon's going to be back. That's a former Missouri Valley Conference foe. That's an interesting game. I think you could see 8,000 for that one. But we'll see.
We'll see. I agree.
You made some very good points there.
Don't do that.
Well, he did. I told you, you were making sense earlier for a little while. He made sense there. Can't argue with the man on that one.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome in this instance.
Well, I mean, I did. I'm going to lay
it. I just don't have any fun doing that. I don't have any fun doing that.
Let's ridicule the old man.
I'm not ridiculing the old man. I just don't have fun doing
Let's disavow all of his experience. Let's not even acknowledge it.
I'm not doing that. I don't have any fun doing that. I have fun back and forth stuff. That's where my fun comes in. My fun doesn't come in from just...
Well, if all you're looking for is fun and you're going to try to disagree because that's fun, that's not legit. How can anybody trust what you say?
I don't know what I've said that's off base or controversial, to be honest.
Can't say he's actually said anything that's controversial or off base.
Well, no, but when he asked, well, who's going to score for this team,
I'm
and they're averaging 90, that's a little crazy, isn't it?
Who's going to score against K-State? Who's going to score against Memphis? Who's going to score in these games? And maybe they'll score 90 in those games.
Kentucky's a good team. They're not a great team, but they're a good team and a good program. And going into Bowling Green, Kentucky, and beating them is a good win, a really good win. Montana State, you said it last week. They go to the NCAA tournament every year. They didn't look very good. You're right. They didn't put up a lot of resistance. But maybe Wichita State had something to do with that.
Maybe.
Good point.
Paul Mills was quoted saying that he doesn't think the Shockers are very good.
Good. That's exactly what he ought to be saying.
Maybe.
That's coaching 101.
Yes, that is. That is.
Boy, dude, I am on a roll right now, and thank you for acknowledging
Western it. Western Kentucky lost by 19 to UAB in an exhibition. They lost to Grand Canyon. I don't know if Western Kentucky's
They're
good.
They're not bad.
I don't know what that win's going to look like in 2 months. I have no idea. They're a decent name program that's been around, and you've heard from them for a while. But I don't know if this iteration of Western Kentucky.
If you can go on the road and win at Western Kentucky, you've got a good win. That's a good win. Montana State, 6-1, half a dozen of the other. Northern Iowa on Thursday night, that'll be a good test. That's a good program with a good coach, a good history. That'll be a test. That'll be a fun game to watch.
What's Northern Iowa done this year?
All right.
I don't know for sure.
We ready for a break so I can tell Jeff what I really think?
Oh, I can't
hold
wait.
Hold on. I want to see
it's going to be exciting.
Hold on. I want to see what Northern Iowa's done this year.
What has Northern Iowa
done? They lost by 20 to UC Irvine. But they did beat Milwaukee and Doug Gottlieb, so we like them for that.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Max, take us to break. The Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda. It's a Monday. We'll be back.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Andre Iguodala of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. You're listening to another pair of champions, my guys Bob and Jeff on KFH Radio, Wichita. Is it Wichita around here?
How about KU? Took it to Iowa State. Only Anthony saw that coming. And the credit to the big fella, we all blew that one. You and Duda especially put 10 confidence points on it.
I like to follow Duda's lead. And yeah.
So now KU's putting it together.
Seems like.
You got BYU on the road this week.
What if they beat BYU?
BYU is lucky to beat Utah, and questionable officiating helped them in that endeavor. And now you've got Kansas with a chance to really upset the apple cart to some degree. We've seen Iowa State kind of fall out of contention. We saw K-State lose a game at Houston that is going to really cost them. So here you have Colorado and BYU right now as the teams that look like they'll play in the Big 12 championship game. Thoughts on KU?
Well, they look like the team we thought they were going to last week, and then even going back to the K-State game, they played well. But they absolutely handled Iowa State in just about every department. So can I see them winning this week again? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if it's on our picks, I'm taking KU.
Over BYU.
Really? After watching
That's what you're doing?
After watching that game, and I watched the whole game, Yes. 100%. That's the team that we thought we were getting all year.
You're going to take Kansas.
What happened, I have no idea. But something went awry with that team this year.
Here's the problem. They have one of those late starts. You saw K-State really stumble at BYU earlier in the season. Same 9:15 start. I think that gives BYU a clear advantage. They are a 3-point favorite. We'll make that 3.5 or 2.5 since they're the home team. And you'll still take KU as if you had to pick right now.
I'm taking KU after watching the game last week.
Don't think I can.
Well, that's perfect.
Not sure what I'll do.
And again, you'll be looking up and just seeing me run away.
That game was Utah's entire season. And BYU now, this might be KU's entire season. They're still trying to get to a bowl. So we know they're going to bring it against BYU. And we just don't know. Colorado's clearly the best team in this conference. Is that wrong? Is that a...
No.
Unfactual?
That's completely ridiculous. BYU's the best team in this conference.
I don't think so.
What do they have to do, man?
I just don't think they're as talented as Colorado.
Oh, brother.
And I think when Colorado and BYU play in the Big 12 championship game, Colorado will win. And Colorado will go on to the college football playoff and get hammered by somebody in the championship
brother.
Game.
I mean, you covered about 19 different scenarios there.
I think I covered
committing to anything.
I think I covered one scenario.
I think Colorado winning good, the Big 12. BYU's been the best team from start to finish in the Big 12 this year.
Schedule.
What do you mean schedule?
I want to hear their schedule. They did beat Kansas State. What else? What else are we hanging the hat on?
Yeah, but well, I don't think we can say Kansas State's been that great this year. Look at a lot of their wins were tight. Then they go and lose to Houston.
All right.
Like,
he wanted the schedule.
Okay,
yeah, let's hear it.
Because he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
asking.
They started the season with a win against Illinois. And Illinois has had a good year.
Mm.
Then they beat SMU. You good with that one? That's a pretty good win.
I guess. The ACC doesn't do much.
SMU's pretty good.
They are?
Yeah.
Because they beat Pitt?
Look them up. Then they beat Kansas State. They beat Arizona, blew them out. Beat Central Florida by 2 touchdowns. They've got Kansas, Arizona State, and Houston. They are somewhat the beneficiary of a not very strong Big 12 schedule. I'll give you that.
SMU's only loss. SMU's 8-1.
Right.
SMU's wonderful.
Well, no, you're mocking them because you don't know what SMU has.
I know SMU's good.
Colorado lost to Nebraska. That doesn't look very good, does it? In the River You Merit, does that look like a good loss? That looks like a terrible loss.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is a terrible loss.
Oh, it is what it is now.
It is what it is.
It's a terrible loss.
Teams can improve and get better throughout the year.
But when you go through...
Yeah, if you winning every game is easy. Anybody can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Getting really, the only difficult game that Colorado's played is K-State in the Big 12. They beat Baylor, Central Florida, Arizona, Cincinnati, Texas Tech. All good wins, but if you're looking for anything that sets them on a level higher than BYU, you ain't finding it.
Well, I think Colorado's better.
You ain't finding it.
Okay. We'll see when they play, I guess.
Colorado, eh?
I don't think you can just blow off losing to Nebraska.
No, it's
they were dominated in that game.
It's a bad loss.
You got dude over here taking my
Ohio
side.
Ohio State
on...
beat Nebraska by like 3. What are we even doing here?
The key word there was beat. They beat Nebraska.
All right, but who's better, Ohio State or Colorado? This is, you know,
well,
some,
in your mind, who is better?
Ohio State. Some teams struggle. I don't like the way you're approaching things today.
Well, I got...
I feel like you're trying to... I don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to damage my credibility, and I don't
well,
like...
Well, you're damaging your credibility
dude,
enough
is
on
that
your
true?
Own.
Hey, you both do it to yourselves. I don't think either
I think
one helps
I think
the other.
You're... on a mission to damage my credibility. And
not,
it's not becoming of you.
No, it's not really working.
I love it.
You're arguing. Well,
at the end of the day, Jason Doodle will always try to be the facilitator, the nice guy, the mediator.
Well, I am facilitating because it's just the way it is.
And it's too bad. It's too bad you can't take a stand once in a while.
I take a stand when I believe in one of your sides, but if you guys are just wanting to say, well, I did this and you did this, da, 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 why don't you agree with me? No, I'm not getting involved
well,
in that.
I don't understand.
That'd be ridiculous.
Who's better? Who's had a better year, Colorado or BYU?
As of now, probably BYU.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
And I just think Colorado is more talented than BYU.
And that could be the case as well.
But we'll see. We'll find out.
Now, I want you to answer this honestly, which is a challenge
every,
for you.
Every game.
How much BYU football have you watched?
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I'm on the Mormon Network.
Did you watch the game against K-State?
Did I watch it?
Did you watch it?
Did I watch it? That's what you're asking me? See? You're trying to damage my credibility, and I won't have
it. How much BYU? Give me their quarterback's name.
Jim McMahon.
What do you think, dudes? Could you be any dumber?
I was kind of trying to help you, but I can't. It's hard to now.
We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
I mean, you couldn't be dumber. There's where your credibility takes a hit. Doing things like that.
I love doing things like that.
But you don't have any credibility for sports knowledge.
Fine.
You're a fairly entertaining guy. You're kind of the buffoon we bring in to open the clown show.
Fine, I'll be that.
But when you try to delve into real sports matters, it gets away from
you. I want to do that. I want to be the clown. Can I just be that from now on?
What do you mean, can you?
You are. You're doing good,
no,
dude.
But I just
want to. You're doing just fine, kid.
Thank you.
That's what you've been for 9 years.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very consistent. That. Nothing wrong with that. I got no problem with it. And I'm pretty smart. We all know that.
I just think you're selling BYU short.
Maybe I am. I like their coach.
Who's their coach?
Kalani Sitake.
Oh, you heard him on Jim Rome, so
yeah,
you know
that's why
that.
I like him.
But I can't. You can't say that Colorado's better based on what we've seen so far this year. They may beat them. That's why we play
well,
the
then,
game.
Then we can only say they're better if they beat them.
They may beat them, but you can't say they're better right now.
It's not. I mean, a lot of people are picking
the Pacers. Let's look. Let's really test you here, okay? Since you think you know everything,
we like tests.
Are the Pacers better than the Memphis Grizzlies?
Oh yeah,
they're only 5-5. Memphis is 7-4, dudes.
Well, that's too early in the NBA to say. If you're just going by records, there's no point in having a discussion.
Well, that's what he's going. I mean, the guy doesn't know. The guy doesn't have a clue.
Everybody on the Indiana's hurt.
5-5?
Yeah.
That's your team?
But they beat the Knicks. They beat the Celtics.
They lost to the Hornets.
Yeah, they lost to the Hornets. That's that team. They play to the level of their competition. They did it last year, and I hope they figure it out this year because I don't like watching it.
By the way, you know, Jeff, how he kind of tends to go to the Cleveland side?
Yeah.
He had a chance as an NBA team to pick the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're having a pretty good
year.
They're
11-0.
They wouldn't be if I liked them.
That's too bad. That's a likable team.
They're okay. I don't dislike them. You know, I could have chosen
them. They got Craig Porter from Wichita State. They got Dean Wade from K-State. They got some local ties that kind of attract you to them.
But I went with Indiana.
Yep, you did.
I like Indiana better.
You apparently do.
I'm a fan of the city of Indianapolis. I might go to a game.
When does Indiana play again?
Though. Wednesday.
Who?
Orlando.
Well, they don't have Banchero, so you might win that one.
They play the Thunder on December 26th, and I don't think I'm going to go.
In Oklahoma City?
No, in Indianapolis.
Well, why wouldn't you go to the game in Oklahoma City when they play there?
Maybe I will, but I want to see a home game. That's the only one over
Dude,
like,
are you
Christmas
as entertained
break.
By this as I am?
Well, I'm kind of lost with the fact that the tickets are too expensive, but you'll drive all over to watch the Eagles.
Yeah, though that has more value to me. For the bang, more bang for the buck.
Okay, fair enough. That's your opinion.
Did the Eagles change up their set list?
Nope.
Nor will they.
Ever.
Ugh.
Well, we get this is the same all the time. Are they going to change the set list? No.
But they said they would this time.
Well, they say it all the time, and
no,
they never
don't.
Do.
Well, if they're doing it now, they're going to continue to do it throughout this series of concerts at the Sphere through November. They're not going to change it now. You got to rehearse that stuff.
I hear you.
Vince Gill sounds like he's thoroughly perturbed by the whole thing.
He does not look like he's having fun up there.
He thinks it should be about the music and not the... not the pyro and not the visuals.
Well, Vince, you can certainly step away if you need to.
This may be an acrimonious end to the Eagles.
Well, that's the only way they should end, is acrimoniously.
All right, time for a break. Good to have Dude in. He's mostly playing referee.
Yes, sir.
How many flags have you thrown?
17,000.
Most of them against Jeff. Today.
Well, you've had a few thousand. That's a lot.
But most of them.
You're saying that, sir, and I'm not.
We heard mention of the Detroit Lions winning last night despite Jared Goff's 5 interceptions. They looked completely down and out in that game. Houston couldn't finish it. You know, you keep looking for those teams that you think are capable of dethroning Kansas City. And every time you watch a game, I still think Detroit is, but maybe Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
Did you see that throw that Russell Wilson made to Mike Williams?
Well, and I mean they beat Washington. They keep winning, but Pittsburgh's got a tough schedule coming up.
They have not played a single division game yet. Isn't that crazy?
They got 6 left.
Out of 8, and they have the Chiefs and the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, their schedule.
Yeah, they got a tough schedule.
Their schedule's ridiculous.
That will be tough for them to get through. At least they have 2 games against the Browns.
Well, that'll help.
They'll hope to split against the Bengals and the Ravens. And I doubt maybe they'll beat either the Eagles or the Chiefs. I doubt it.
Sell those guys short. Their defense is good. And Mike Tomlin can coach.
That's why he's well compensated.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to be kind of the quote-unquote comic relief here and let Dude and I handle the heavy lift.
Was that not funny? Good. I think he's doing good. That was pretty close to being funny.
Thank
he's
you.
Working up a little bit. You got to give the kid a little bit of time.
They can't all be hits, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ridiculous. It'd be too easy.
Right.
If that was the case.
They have Baltimore at home. Cleveland, Cincinnati on the road, Cleveland at home. Then the final 4, they got a stretch of 3 games at Philly, at Baltimore, home against Kansas City. So what are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're 7-2. That Baltimore game at home in Pittsburgh this week will be really important for both teams, in my opinion.
Well, that's a big game.
Pittsburgh can win that game at home.
Of course.
Then they can win at Cleveland, at Cincinnati, at home against Cleveland. They could be 11-2 and build themselves a little buffer so that really difficult last stretch of the year doesn't carry the weight.
No, and that's what they've done so far, is build a little bit of a buffer. They just haven't been able to do it yet in their division, which is where, you know, the games really, really matter.
Cincinnati aren't that good.
Cincinnati's pretty good.
Yeah,
Cincinnati
offensively, but
they
can't
beat anybody on a given day.
Pittsburgh's defense, please.
Okay.
Cincinnati can move the football, but I don't know if they can move it that effectively against Pittsburgh, and they can't stop anyone.
I don't know. Since he's not that bad.
Something's got to give.
What do you mean they're not that bad?
And division games. Yeah, but they've lost a lot of close games. Played Baltimore tough the other night. I like Pittsburgh in it, but it's not like
they're going to be throwing everything at the at
those
Pittsburgh.
Division games are always tough. Doesn't matter who's good. Look, I mean, look at the Chiefs in Denver last week.
They gave
Denver's
up,
not that good, and they should have won that game.
They gave up 26 to Kansas City, 38 to Washington, 24 to Carolina, 41 to Baltimore, 37 to Philadelphia, 24 to Las Vegas. Las Vegas couldn't score 24 in a phone booth. And then they gave up 35 to Baltimore. Forgive me for...
Leave the humor to me, please.
Huh?
This phone booth stuff, that's...
It's funny.
That's not good. Don't do that. I'm the clown.
Let me say something to you right now. You're so lucky I was born.
What does that mean?
I was born. This yeah. I gotta. Where is this going? I can't wait.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been born.
That's
no,
true.
I know what I meant.
You what know what you mean? Meant,
and the listening audience knows what I mean.
I don't.
So I'm confused.
The two people in this room don't know. You might want to spell it out for us.
Well, think about it.
I have to think.
You think you've opened all these doors for me?
There you go. Ding, ding.
Oh, please. Have I not just beaten them down?
I think you've been beating them down.
See, there's Duda again.
Love it.
This is the Jason Duda that we probably get at home with his wife and kids. Always supportive. You guys are great. Go play tennis. I love you. We love everything.
Is that it?
Go for it, Jackson. Awesome. Don't listen to Bob Lutz on radio.
Well, that's true.
When he mocks soccer.
Well, everybody tells everyone that.
I'm with you. Dia, you're the most fantastic wife. This is who Jason Duda really is.
Max, can you, we need another drop. Can you put don't listen to Bob Lutz on the radio or just don't listen to Bob Lutz? Can that be another drop for us? We're going to build an encyclopedia of drops here, and they're all going to make you look ridiculous. That's the goal.
Bring it. I'll survive any drop you can handle.
Well, we're bringing all of them.
We're bringing drops, are we?
I am the annihilator of drops.
We're going to have so many drops.
Max wouldn't do that to me because he's another guy at home. It's like, oh, honey, I'll take out the laundry.
Laundry.
I'll take out the laundry.
That's not what it sounded like you said.
Yeah, it did.
I heard, I'll take you out to laundry.
No, I agree with Bob on this one.
Rewind, drop.
So what we've got judge. Here, what That's we're what stuck with said. On this show are two nice guys.
Who?
You and Max. And then we're stuck with this guy.
I'm not nice.
Who hadn't said a kind word in who knows how long.
Been a while.
And then you've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody.
Sure. Oh, is that what that means?
Love everybody.
Well, I don't know what magnanimous means, whatever you say.
Magnanimous.
What's magnanimous?
Magnanimous.
Means he loves everybody.
You'd think some of these words would start to...
Then I'd really have to pay attention to what you guys are saying all the time.
And you can't
Well, maybe that wouldn't hurt.
That's a little ridiculous.
I mean, you can only get by so far on this building up your family stuff.
Who's building up what? This is all what you guys said.
Yeah, I sense it.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you already know, there's no point in arguing because in your head, that's the way it is. So, okay, I'll let it roll. Doesn't bother me.
When Jackson comes to you about soccer, you probably sit down and listen.
I do.
Whereas I would say, you know, get with me tomorrow.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes, you ordered in 7 years.
That's good. That's good to do. That's good. That's a good way to treat kids. You're so smart. No wonder Jeff's had some issues.
Now
it makes sense.
That was funny. That was funny. And that's a good way to end.
Yes, it is.
Max, that's a golden highlight.
Now
forget your drops.
The golden ticket has been sent.
Oh, that was good.
We should do a golden highlight of the show every day.
I got chills.
Obviously, this show was Super Bowl Shuffle.
We'll be back tomorrow, Jeff and yours truly. We look forward to it. We'll see you then.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.